The Nipissing Violence Against Women Coordinating Committee, VAWCC, has handed out a number of awards in recognition of Women Abuse Prevention Month in November. On Tuesday, December 10, the VAWCC held its annual awards event for community members dedicated to the service of those affected by intimate partner violence, IPV. Those recognized include Anna Pashednawik, Debbie Bocage, Joanne Ferland, and Matthew Shank from KC Alliance. The KESS Alliance has been honored with a nomination for the LIFE program, Leap into Financial Empowerment, a service designed to provide clients with the tools to achieve financial independence. This program is especially vital for women seeking to leave abusive relationships. Joanne's instrumental role in developing and sustaining this initiative highlights her deep commitment to empowering victims and survivors of gender-based violence. Debbie Bocage has been recognized for her exceptional work at the Ojibwe Women's Lodge, OWL, where she provides critical support to women fleeing violence. Through her dedication to offering traditional, culturally safe support, Debbie has been a cornerstone in helping women and children heal from intimate partner violence. Anna Pashednawik has been nominated for her lifelong commitment to addressing gender-based violence, GBV. Currently a professor in the Social Work Department at Nipissing University, Anna has contributed extensively to supporting marginalized populations, including individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities and First Nation communities. She is also leading research projects focused on peer mentorship models in sexual violence services and treatment programs for women with disabilities who have experienced GBV, in collaboration with Indigenous and mainstream service providers. More than 4 in 10 women in Canada have experienced intimate partner violence, says a news release from the group. Every 6 days in Canada, a woman is killed by a current or former partner. Northeastern Ontario has recently experienced multiple IPV-related homicides affecting many connected to these local tragedies. The VAWCC acknowledges the devastating impact IPV has on the lives of many in our community and advocates for a community-wide response. The annual awards event recognizes some of the exceptional work being done locally to support survivors and advocate for change. It also highlights the importance of the collective responsibility in prevention, support, and action needed to address IPV. The VAWCC is comprised of a cross-sectorial membership of organizations that work with victims of intimate partner violence. Its mission is to work collaboratively towards ending intimate partner violence and supporting victims of violence. Each year, the VAWCC selects a recipient from the community who has demonstrated their support for victims and dedication to eliminating intimate partner violence. Past award recipients include the Lakers men's hockey team, Jim's Locksmith, and Core Maximus.